USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The National Mall is now closed to the public as thousands of National Guard troops descend on Washington, D.C. ahead of Inauguration Day. The deployment is part of a massive security operation amid threats of more violence at President-elect Joe Biden's swearing-in. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen tells CNN that based on those threats that law enforcement have identified, the security measures are needed.
We now have, I think, 25,000 National Guard men and women in Washington, D.C. That's 10 times the amount of troops that we currently have in Afghanistan, and that's just the National Guard. On top of that, of course, you have different police force. So I think the security is definitely necessary and warranted. It is a sad reflection on where we are in our democracy today.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Part of the caravan of migrants from Honduras was blocked Saturday by Guatemalan security forces as they tried to cross into the country on their way to the United States. Officials estimate more than 6,000 people are part of this caravan. Mark Morgan says this could be the first of many groups who see a change in immigration policies as an opportunity to make for the U.S. The acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection tells Fox News they foresaw this outcome as part of the statements from the incoming Biden administration.
With the new administration's immigration strategies, which really are akin to open border strategies, we knew this was going to come, and it's already happened. But it's not just 1,000. Right now, we're looking at two groups that are well over 5,000. And one of those groups have already gotten through the Guatemala border, and they're on their way to El Rancho, which is about located centrally in Guatemala. It's coming. It's already started, just as we promised and anticipated it would with this rhetoric from the new administration on the border.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The State Department says it has new information indicating that the coronavirus emergence may have happened in China earlier than first reported. USA Radio News' John Fortier has the story.
The State Department last night releasing what it calls previously undisclosed information about the virus's origins. For one, officials believe several researchers in the Wuhan Institute of Virology got sick last fall with symptoms similar to COVID-19. Chinese officials have said there was zero infection at the lab. China also didn't announce anything until December. The State Department claims while the lab maintains it's private and separate from the Chinese government, U.S. officials believe the lab has collaborated with China's military on secret projects. The U.S. has donated money to the lab in the past, and State Department officials wonder if any of that funding was diverted to some of those military projects. The State Department concludes that those revelations just scratch the surface of what is still hidden about COVID-19's origin in China. You can read the full fact sheet at state.gov. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the University of Maryland has reached a settlement with the family of a football player who died during a team workout. The family of Jordan McNair will receive a settlement of $3.5 million if approved by the Maryland Board of Public Works later this month. McNair died in June 2018 after collapsing of heat stroke during a workout. An investigation uncovered that trainers did not administer proper treatment for McNair. Then-head coach DJ Durkin was fired following that investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.